Thank you for listening to Lone Star Community Radio. This program was broadcasted and recorded live from the LSCR studios in downtown Conroe, Texas. Lone Star Community Radio is supported by listeners like you. Donate and sponsor today. For more information on getting involved with Lone Star Community Radio, contact us at lscrstudios@gmail.com or visit us online at www.irlonestar.com.
Lone Star Radio on my mind.
Welcome to the Texas Ticket. This is Armando with Joe Crosby.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great, Joe. Yep. How are you?
Good. Trying to get through this weather, but we'll be all right.
Man, it's going to rain. It's going to rain. You know,
it's gonna keep raining.
June showers bring July flowers.
Yep, it's the best part.
Yeah, that's happening. You know, I think the almanac went over a notch.
Overcompensating much, almanac?
Seems like May didn't do it quite like June's going to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, hard. My grass, I need a guy to cut my grass once a week.
Yep, is that time?
This stuff starts growing quick. And a lot of things are growing quick in our community, in communities themselves.
Our community's growing quick.
Yeah, in the city of Willis, Texas, with Mayor Will Brown and William Brown, sorry. All the things going on up there in the north has just been, everybody knows. There's so many stores up there, I can't even name them anymore. But before, we could name every single thing that moves, crawls, creeps, or creaks in Willis, Texas.
Yep,
but nowadays, it ain't that way anymore.
Mm-mm.
It's booming. You getting any work out there with 936-600 dump?
Yeah. We're delivering dumpsters out there all the time. And then also a few demolitions out there, tearing down some of those old houses.
Out with the old and with the new.
New builds are out there, mad, especially near the lake. There's a lot of like new builds near the lake. And then also on the east side of the freeway, a lot of big neighborhoods coming in. There's a lot of untapped land out there.
You know, it's crazy you mentioned that. You know, I've been talking to a lot of realtors lately, and they're all telling me how, I'm like, how's business? And they're like, oh, the interest rates, this, that, and the other. Mm-hmm. You got any interests in North Houston? Like Conroe, Woodlands, Montgomery, Willis, and Waverly? And they're all like, well, it's on my last house out that way, north of Conroe.
Yeah.
And they don't, that's all they say, north of Conroe. So apparently,
even though the market is slow, that's still such a desirable area.
It is. I would say if I was a realtor in Houston, I'd be getting on that bandwagon. It's all happening up here in Montgomery County. Yeah, our locals ought to get on it. Get on it.
Let the locals handle it.
Well, there's a lot of things happening. We've got a lot of developing areas. One isn't out there in Magnolia, Texas, which is booming right now with residentials. And then our business and residential combinations are happening up in Willis, Texas. We have got Mayor Will Brown representing the city of Willis, Texas here on the show today.
Nice.
That's absolutely going to be awesome. I can't wait to hear. He's got so much stuff. He's been sharing things. He's been... You know, real involved in supporting his town, his community.
Very active mayor, from what I hear. I haven't met him yet personally.
Yeah,
but
we're gonna hear this a little bit. Stay tuned. We're gonna have him on in just a minute. But here in the studio today, we've got I want to call him president, chairman for Boots for Troops. I'd like to welcome Jimmy Rogers to the studio for Boots for Troops. Welcome, Mr. Rogers. Glad you're here.
How y'all doing? Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Man, awesome. Awesome. I am glad you took the time to make it. I don't know what Boots for Troops schedule looks like. You know, I don't know how much I've imposed.
Very, very busy.
And you've got a very busy schedule coming up. And I've been, you know, one, I think the thing that is just showing up on my radar, and it's not till October. Now, you correct me where I'm wrong, but this is the 11th one of these you've done. And Jimmy, I'm new to the school. You're going to have to fill in some blanks for me, but Concert in the Country, you've got Trev Strand and Aaron Tip and a few other.
Aaron Watson.
Sorry.
Like I was telling you before we got started here, I think Concert in the Country has become maybe probably is the largest music festival in Montgomery County present day. So
really,
it started back in 2016, a few months after I got home from the military, got out of the Navy. We originally founded Boots for Troops, and we were like, how are we going to fundraise for Boots for Troops? And my father-in-law, my in-laws own a 35-acre farm out in Magnolia, and we're big music fans. So we're like, let's throw a big concert in the front pasture. Let's have a pasture party. And, you know, we didn't know anything about booking a band or how to get a stage or build fences for we didn't really know any of the logistics of putting it together. So, but we made some phone calls, kind of self-educated, used Google, you know, and, the first year was kind of rough. About 800 people showed up, but we took what we learned that year and just built every year. And here we are 11 years later. We've had some of the best, we've had pretty much every great Texas artist come through that that event in the last 10 years. Tracy Lawrence, Aaron Watson has been there, Shenandoah, Easton Corbin. I mean, Josh Ward, the list goes on and on and on. But we've had some of the greats come. Yeah.
I think you double your ticket price. You bring Ella Langley next year.
Maybe Montgomery County will sponsor me $1 million.
maybe that's just my perspective.
Right. Yeah. There'll be a lot of guys out there.
And in a parallel, you've got a little something going on. And we come back, and there's so much going on for the other event. But I don't want to take away from Oliver North's visit.
Yeah.
And he's going to be at Hotel Zaza in Houston. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we're really excited. That's our summer event. It's our annual gala event. This will be our 10th
Boots
one.
For suits.
Boots and suits.
Boots and suits.
Okay. Yep, benefiting boots for troops. And really the gala is boots and suits. It kind of goes with the boots for troops theme. But we have Oliver North coming to speak this year. Again, another event that we built over the last 10 years. We've had some great speakers there. As you guys know here, as a local Montgomery County boy, Marcus Luttrell has been there to speak for us. Mm-hmm. We've had Taya Kyle come in, the wife of Chris Kyle, and speak for us. So that night that's coming up July 11th at Hotel Zaza in Houston, it's really a night to kind of showcase the impact of the organization. So
So now I got to ask. So Boots for Trips, just the name. Let's pull back a bit.
Mm-hmm. Let's break this apart here.
Is Suits for Trips mean you're sending suits to the soldiers?
No, sir.
Okay. So Boots for Troops, does that mean you're sending boots?
We are sending boots. Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. So what's that
so
about?
That's how
is it Texan? Being Texan?
Well, so Boots for Troops originated from when we were first started. It was our very first program that I started when I was on the Theodore Roosevelt deployed with the Navy.
Dang. Okay.
And it originally started as I wanted to send cowboy boots to my friends that were in the military, because I would wear cowboy boots on Liberty, and they're like, where can I get some boots like that? And I'm like, you got to come to Texas and get some cowboy boots, you know?
You try Texas?
But they were all wanting cowboy, because, you know, you serve with people from New York, from all over the country, and they're like, man, your cowboy boots are so cool. So when I first got out, I'm like, I'm going to send boots to the troops, you know? And we kind of implemented the care package with it. So it's a box, and it's got new boots. And then it's got all the things everybody's missing from home, or that particular service member is missing from home. So their favorite snacks, something from their favorite sports team. And it's a really, it's a custom box.
Like they make a
box.
List or something?
Yeah.
Like custom?
Yeah.
So, that's cool.
The spouses do it, or they do it?
No, they do it themselves. So they go on our website, they ask for the package, and they fill out a form and ask them what their favorite snacks are, what their favorite sports teams are, what they're missing from home. And we go out and we find all these things for each individual person, pack it in a box.
So cool.
And we don't no longer send cowboy boots. All of our packages now come with new uniform or combat boots. So we've kind of transitioned after about the first year into sending uniform or combat boots.
Cool.
And they actually choose the boots. So we have a boot partner that supplies the boots, and the service member chooses the pair of boots that they want. So the Nikes or the Oakleys. There's actually much nicer combat uniform boots that they're able to get if they can afford them. But they're better than the standard issued boots that the military gives them.
Okay.
Which is trash.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I was telling my son is Marine Corps, just got back. He was Camp Pendleton, 29 Palms and all that business. And Marine Corps did a little Okie, came back. But he was talking to me about everything. I'm like, where do I get this flashlight? It's like used by the military, son. Yeah. How can I get this awesome flashlight? And he goes, that's not true. no, we didn't get that flashlight. We didn't get the good stuff. You know, certain groups get the good stuff, but we didn't get the good stuff. So, I mean, I think equipment sometimes, I don't know how it works. They get to the PC and all that. But my question would be, is there a particular story of how Boots for Troops made an impact on a particular serviceman's life that impacts you that you'd like to share with us?
Oh man, there's thousands and thousands of stories. I can, you know, specifically one that I've
something that almost made you cry.
Yeah,
tell me that one.
I got a few of them, so I've got a few that made me cry. I'll give you two quick ones, real quick. I had one. We had one sailor send back a picture with his box and said he was currently deployed. He got the box, and you know, all these boxes are made for one person. They're not mass produced, so we really get to know the individual.
Custom care,
and and we have the testimonial. It's on our Facebook page. It's on our website. You can find it. It's a picture and a letter from him saying basically the box saved his life. That he was just going through it and missing home, and it really saved his life. He literally, in his own words, said that this box saved my life. So I'll never forget that one. And then another quick story is my bunkmate from boot camp who direct messaged me one night, said he was wanting to kill himself. He had a gun in his mouth, and he was basically stuck in Africa trying to get back to the States after he had gotten out, and didn't have the money to get back here, but he had a kind of a job lined up here in the States, but he needed help getting back to the States. And one of our programs that we have is our travel assistance for active duty and veterans.
Awesome.
So we purchased, the Boots Retreats purchased the flight to get that veteran back to the States, got him lined up and started in his new job, kind of gave him a revamp on his life and saved his life.
Man, that's awesome.
And he actually came to our gala last year and gave his testimonial about it. And so, you know, there's been many, many, many stories. You can find a lot of them on our Facebook page of just...
What's the Facebook page?
Just look up Boots for Troops.
Boots for Troops.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And there's, like I say, hundreds, if not thousands, of these similar stories of service members that we've helped over the last 10 years that just we've changed their life through this organization.
What is Boots for Troops have planned for like the next couple of years coming up? I mean, other than number 12. I'm excited. You know, that's a plan. Nevertheless, I'd love to hear more.
We plan to just keep operating the programs that we currently have because our demand is so high. So reaching or meeting our demand is already a challenge.
Okay.
We have four programs. I know we're known for the custom care packages, and we're known globally for these because we send the world's greatest care packages from right here in Montgomery County. So
awesome.
They're custom. Everybody in the military wants one. We get thousands and thousands of requests from service members every year. But we also have our travel assistance program, which I could just kind of mention in that last story, where we help service members who need to get home for a funeral or they want to go home for Christmas or Thanksgiving. We sponsor these flights for these E4 and below service members. It's no cost to them. then we have a scholarship program for military spouses. So if you're serving on active duty with husband or wife, we give out scholarships for the spouse to go to college. So they're taking advantage of that time instead of just sitting there serving and doing nothing. That way, when they transition back into civilian life, husband and wife have some sort of higher education or something to start a career with. So we've put these four programs into motion over the last 10 years. We're very busy. We're extremely busy. The demand's extremely high. So we're just going to keep fundraising and keep, you know, facilitating these programs.
I like that. Very forward-thinking of you.
Yeah, super forward-thinking. Yeah. If funds were unlimited, what program would you initiate next?
kind of my next dream program is to start doing kind of like what the USO used to do, and they still do it a little bit of it, is we want to pay for concerts to go be performed on aircraft carriers or at military bases, kind of help raise the morale of troops around the world who...
That's fantastic.
You know, when I was deployed, we had the USO send a concert out to the carrier, and somebody played a concert
Roosevelt,
for us. USS Roosevelt. I mean, it was the coolest night of the deployment. You know, we all got in the hangar bay and chugged Red Bulls. And we had a concert. It was so
that.
Fun.
That's so cool. So you want to do something like that?
Yeah, yes. I'd like to. I'd
ship
like
an
to,
artist overseas.
Yeah. Or go with them. Or do a ship.
Yep. Go with them.
Yep. Toby Keith and those guys used to go over there. Daryl Worley, who's actually a friend of mine, has been to the concert a couple times.
Artists help you? Do they? I mean, when you tell an artist what the purpose is and they understand your drive.
You know, I'm not saying they... Are you talking about like pricing? Mm-hmm. Like minimize? I've had some artists help, but not really.
They still take advantage of the situation.
The reason I say that is because we've had some artists come in here that are ex-veterans, that this is their goal. And then they do their own programs, but they do it like I take a veteran hunting with me next time I go, and he's a musical artist.
I wouldn't say that they don't help once they're... contracted or once they come out the first time, or we make that relationship, they do give us certain resources to help make the event more successful. They donate signed guitars, they help with the auction.
Having an artist that's a veteran sure helps them to understand what your goals
for sure.
are.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yep.
You know, that like there Scooter
is,
Brown, maybe.
There is something after service.
It's fun. You know? It's fun. And I've seen them do things like I was at the one of Charlie Diggs' events, I think it was the Mudbug Music Festival 2022. I think it had Neil McCoy there, and there was a group of bikers, all Marine bikers, right? So they're all Marine jackets on, and you could tell, you know, they got the patch and the Marine patch going. And in between them is a guy in a wheelchair with his Marine patch on the back of his, and you can see he's had brain surgery, and he's got one smaller arm than the other. I mean, just one leg. I mean, this guy, his boys brought him out. You could tell. They took him out here to have a good time, and you could tell they're all hugging and enjoying it, and it was the goal. The goal of the event for these folks. They came to bring him to it, you know, and to be together. And I think some of these things do a lot of that for a lot of people.
Our organization has a huge committee of people that help execute these events and plan them. And there's a big veteran presence in it. And, you know, this organization gives a lot of veterans in our county and our community a purpose, right? Yeah. So we're always looking for more veterans who want to get involved and be a part of the community.
How can we help? Tell the community, if they're watching this piece, if you're observing and you want to help out in some capacity, whether financially or I don't have the money, but I still want to help. I have peace. I can come to serve, or I can do something because I have that peace in my home, but I'm not at the financial capacity where I can write you a big check.
Right.
But I would love to, but just that's not in my wheelhouse.
There's endless ways to help. I mean, you can come out and volunteer at any of our events. You can join our committee, which gets you even kind of even more involved, where you're not just volunteering the day of, but you're actually meeting monthly and you're helping plan and execute the events. So we have subcommittees within our big committee, like the Front Gate Committee, the VIP Committee, you know, and these people really are the backbone of the organization. They actually do the actual planning and executing of a lot of the events that we put on. So if you don't have the money to give, you can always like come out and join one of those committees or be
put
a volunteer.
Me on that, put me on that VIP committee, please. Let's go.
He's serious, and so am I. Yeah. And I hope some folks step up to do the same. You can go to the Boots for Troops website. You can do that right there. I saw that there was a place to volunteer, some other places to make donation. You can do it at, what is it, bootsfortroops.org?
Boots4troops.org.
Boots4troops.org. And we'll put that link down there in case you couldn't figure that out.
Yeah.
You already did the job for him of making it simple.
Good. That should be easy.
Yep.
But I guess, you know, volunteers were, but one other thing, before I just leave the mic to you to finish for us, one other thing was really something I wanted to address. A lot of folks see, you know, events and they throw Boots for Troops' brand or their logos on this event. Mm-hmm. Tell me how this engagement goes and what should a person expect? Say, hey, I don't want to make, I'm not making a big effort, but if I saw that seal on it, what does it say to me?
Well, For the events that you're seeing Boots for Troops name on, those are events where Boots for Troops are just a beneficiary of, right? So we're not producing the event, but we take in a lot of requests for people to, hey, we have this annual event. Can we raise funds for you? You know, so we try to vet the event to the best of our ability, make sure their intentions are pure, and then we allow them to use our logo, and then they raise money and give it back to us. But you know, what Boots for Troops means to me, if you see it on a flyer or an event, I would say that it means that the people that are producing that event or a part of that event have a real care for our military. Right. And I like to compare Boots for Troops to the USO because we really focus on active duty. So, I mean, I tell people all the time, mostly in Tomball, and I know Tomball's not Montgomery County, but you know, this community, close enough, Tomball, Conroe, Woodland, Spring, you know, this community, this area of Texas should be extremely proud that the world's greatest care packages come from right here. Mm.
Some of the world's greatest soldiers come out of here.
Yeah, for sure.
About?
Yeah. And one of my biggest goals is to, I want people to drive through Tomball one day and say the home of the world's greatest care packages, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what that means. We're sending, and it's a true thing. It's a real thing. You should just see and hear and read some of the testimonials we get back from service members who got one of our boxes. And a lot of that is because of community. This community really helps fund that. So it's a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like to see that brand there. I like to go and I think, okay, this is a great way to help. And then it's just a soft way to help. It's a good way for my conscience to think I'm doing the right thing, but I can't for the beer and the crawfish, or I can't, you know, I can't for the barbecue. No.
Well, next time buy a raffle ticket.
But I love that. There you go. We did do that. Yeah. That's right. Now I remember there was a gold ticket for a TV right off the break at the Crawfish Critic Cookoff, the number 7 for those guys. A wonderful event. I think the crowd was massive.
Yep.
I hope it helped. And your position was so nice.
Certainly. And Christian has been a great partner and great supporter of Boots for Troops over the last couple of years. Stale Cracker, you guys know, Crazy Stale Cracker. They've all been great supporters of the organization. So it does. Like, people don't realize showing up and being there does help, because the more people are there, the more raffle tickets we're selling, the more t-shirts we're selling.
The bigger the audience, the more sponsors that want to be a part of it.
Correct. It's all like a big circle. Yeah.
And everybody in the crowd's going to learn a little bit more about Boots and Troops. And hopefully we help to share. I mean, even if they didn't, what's that? You know, like, I had no idea. I don't care. Yeah. You know, but then later when it gets chimed in again, they're like, oh, yeah, Boots and Troops, I know those guys. You know, and now I care. So it might be a stair step for some folks to soften the hearts.
Think about this with the holidays coming up in the second half of the year. You know, there's real men and women who are away from home during the holidays, and the reason they can't come home is because they can't afford a flight, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they got a wife, they got two kids, so they got to fly the whole family home. And sometimes that's the difference between them coming home and not. Yeah. And just imagine, last year we sponsored 101 flights for service great. Members to go home Man. To their hometowns to spend Christmas or Thanksgiving with their family. So it's huge. It's a big deal. So every time you're at an event, you see that logo, that Boots and Trips logo, just know, like, you're making an impact.
They've been vetted. They've been checked. Yep. They've been measured and weighed, and they support our
and we
our
have
troops.
A we have a monster list of sponsors in this community.
Who's your big boys? Give me your big boys. Moffitt, I know, is on that list.
Moffitt
yeah.
Services is one of our biggest. Is probably the biggest. Planet 459, Cavenders, American Communications Construction, Home Depot, Aloha Beauty Lounge.
This is always dangerous because we don't remember everybody. And
I mean,
we should.
Yeah, there's,
I mean,
there's.
I imagine your list.
Find them all on our website, but yeah, we and a lot of these partners like Mava Services, Planet Ford, they've been with us since the beginning. So, you know, that's a testament to our team and how we treat our sponsors, and you know how transparent we are with them, and they've been so good to us. So, that's shout out to them.
Well, Jimmy, I appreciate you coming on the show. We're going to put some links down there. Is there an event we need to be looking forward to other than the Zaza event with Oliver North coming up on the 27th that they in Houston, right?
That's July 11th.
11th?
Yeah, July 11th.
Okay.
We have two tables left for that, so we'd love to sell those last two tables, and we'll be sold out.
Where is it at?
Hotel Zaza in Houston.
What date?
July 11th.
And Oliver North.
Oliver North will be our
All this is on your Facebook or?
Yes.
Like
yes.
events?
Everything's on our Facebook and our website.
Okay.
Okay.
And which then is pretty simple to remember.
Concert in the country. Troops. Google that. You know, you'll have a good time with that. We're expecting Scooter Brown's going to be there.
Josh Ward. Josh Ward, who's a Montgomery County guy. Aaron Watson, Travis Tritt. I mean, come on. When's the last time Travis Tritt played in Montgomery County?
I cannot remember. And that's what caught my eye. I was like, holy cow.
Yeah.
Travis Tritt. Josh Ward. Scooter Brown. Steve Helms and Ben McPherson duo. Yeah. The gates will open on Saturday at 4:00. You've got on Friday, the day before now, you've got the gates are opening at 5:30. You got Bubba Wesley, Walker Montgomery, and Aaron Watson on Friday, and the rest of the crew comes. And tell me a little bit about this after party at 2:00 at Leslie Sports Bar. And
oh man, the after party is where it's at. That's when you. That's the big
Should
celebration.
Should we expect to see any artists out there? Any of the musicians?
Sometimes we've had some special guests show up before. I usually make it over there myself and. It's just a total celebration of the success of the event. I mean,
and I was going to tell you, I went to Montgomery High School, and there was driver's ed slash something home ec. I think was a mixed class.
Yeah,
right. It's like half driver's ed, half home ec. But at the end of your driver's ed class, you got to do the driver's exam. You actually got your driver's license.
Yeah,
you know, when I was in high school.
Yeah,
so I didn't have to go to DMV to do this. Mm-hmm. But the state trooper would take you from the school, Montgomery High School, on 105, and drive you. You drive your car, and he'd ride with you until you did your test and bring you back to the school at the end of your session, and. They took us to Pinehurst.
Oh,
nice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we drove all the way to Pinehurst and back to Montgomery High School for the test, and everybody knew the route.
It's quite the trip.
Yeah, yeah. And there was a couple of turnarounds that you had to make and the little things he had you to do, but he knew this thing like the back of his hand. Yeah. Boy, he'd take you down there and run you through Pinehurst back when Fish Creek would come through that swamp area, you know, before it got to what's now Fish Creek. If it was raining, you knew not to go that way.
Yes, sir.
I'll tell you it's flooded.
Yeah. There's a tree on the property where we do this event that's the oldest tree in Montgomery County. Oldest oak tree. Yep. It's massive.
Really? I'd like to see that. I really would.
Yeah.
Well, I thank you for coming on the show today.
Absolutely. No, thank y'all for having me, and thank y'all for all you're doing in the community to showcase different, you know, charities and people that are making a difference.
May the Lord bless you and your work and all you do. And we'll look forward to seeing you again, catching up and watching some of these events as they come to fruition in October. God bless. Thank you for coming. We'll be right back after this and more from the Texas Ticket.
Lone Star Radio on my mind. So won't you kick your feet up in your head?
Hey, this is Andrew from the Audience of One show, airing Fridays at 10 a.m. on Montgomery County's favorite radio station, 106.1 and 104.5 FM, and streaming on irlonestar.com. Make sure to listen to me and the Lieutenant of Merriment, self-proclaimed funny man, Dick Schisler, with our unique blend of observational humor, antics, and odd news stories. Available on all podcast forums and even YouTube if you're the kind of person who likes to watch. For more information, visit us at irlonestar.com/AOO.
Lone Star.
Welcome back to the Texas Tickets. I'm on up with Joe Crosby.
Hey, good afternoon.
Yeah, the DUMP in case
the name of the company is also the phone number, so Don't mess it up.
I can't introduce you without plugging you. It's so...
Thanks. I built myself.
I don't even know what to say. It's so something.
It's great. Dumpsters, demolition, and land clearing. That's it. It's simple. Flat rate pricing to everybody.
Quit
I don't
it.
Care where
stop.
You're at.
Stop it. This guy won't stop plugging, coach. don't get what is his name? It's a... Whatever.
Do what you love. You never.
We've got the mayor of Willis, Texas, here today, Mr. Will.
Mr. Willis.
Mr. Willis. Tell me the story, Mr.
Yeah,
Willis.
Glad you made it. Thank you.
TxDOT came and changed all of our signs. It said City of William.
Did you just have a meeting the other day with them?
Yeah, it was before that.
It was for that.
Before that. Everybody was calling the City of William, and I was like, yeah, they messed up on that.
And
so I had to come back and change
it. It would have been a cool meeting.
William?
Yeah.
I would have just went with it.
I tried to get them to keep me, give me the
if
sign.
If they accidentally renamed
they wouldn't give
Conroe,
me the sign.
They would not let me keep the sign.
If they actually renamed Conroe, like, the City of Joe, I'd just go with it. I'd be like, all right.
Yeah.
It's always been that.
But so when you met with them, there's a meeting with you and TxDOT, and you're saying,
yeah, they messed like, up. We're going to come pick him up and take him back. I said, no, I want to put him in my office.
I would have
no,
just
taken
that.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to so bad. Where are they at? After this.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Nothing.
Oh, where the sign's going to be at after this.
Yeah.
Oh,
the sign's going to be in his house after this.
give me TxDOT. Give me one.
Let's digress a bit. Let's just digress.
Yeah.
We jump right into TxDOT. Wonderful people over there. Changing the world's directions.
Can't expect them to do anything, right? I mean,
how dare you? How dare you?
Have you seen the construction?
Anyway. So, Mr. Brown, how long have you been mayor?
I've been mayor 1 year and 3 weeks today.
And what did you do before this?
I was a city council member for 6 years, and I also own nursing facilities around Willis and Conroe area.
The Willis and Conroe area. Okay, yes. Cool. Well, that's awesome. So looking after folks been the way.
Yeah, elderly, disabled, seniors, just have a compassionate heart and want to give back and want to see everybody at their best at all times. So that's my way of giving back.
Okay. Nice. And you're the mayor, I guess, another way of giving back. Yeah. You know, make sure you don't close that microphone. I don't want to miss anything. And I just about have to kiss this thing, and it smells like beer and cigarettes. But, you know, I get right up close to it for making sure everybody can hear me.
Gotcha.
But don't look at it while you talk to it.
Is this close
that's
enough?
Exactly what happens. And, yeah. And, you know, I've got a new workforce. I heard you're looking for somebody, but I got my own new workforce. I got a bunch of day laborers in my house.
No, what me? No,
yeah,
I'm looking for a good driver.
No, I got day laborers at my house.
Why?
In the summertime, because they're not at school.
Oh, your kids. Oh, okay. About to say.
Got a little sweeper. I got a little mopper. I got some laundry folders. They now have full capacity. And they get paid those Peels candies, or they get some Twizzlers or whatever they want, you know, if
they do a good job.
If they do a good job.
Mm-hmm. But my house is a little busier than usual. And that's because they're all out for the summer, of course. Yep. You know, they'll be going back come August. And City of Willis is well aware of this. And you're ahead of this game. Tell me a little bit about what you've done to prepare for that.
So to prepare our Willis ISD students for school coming up in the 2026-27 school year, the City of Willis has partnered with many businesses around the Willis area to supply backpacks and supplies to almost 1,000 students within the Willis ISD community. Our partners have been very active in donating and making sure they're a part of this initiative. And we're pushing out. We plan to give 1,000, but we're pushing about 1,500.
And so, how can I help? What if I want to send you another 500 backpacks?
If you want to help with this initiative, please just contact City Hall at 936-856-4611 or stop by 501 West Montgomery Street, Willis, Texas, and drop off supplies. We would love to have you be a part
of this. What's this 936-380-7369 phone number? Is that your personal?
It is my personal cell number.
Oh, Lord. I just gave it out on the radio.
That's okay. It's my
personal.
It's
on the flyer.
It is my mayor personal number.
Okay.
And I carry my phone 24/7, so I'm available. So that's
huge.
Why I put my number.
And you can email him at wbrown@willistexas.org. WillisTX.gov. W.
Yes,
Brown.
Sir.
Tell him about his appearance here on the show today. Tell him how you did. You know, I mean, I'm no Joe Rogan, but you know, you could be. Who knows? I don't know. I never know who's sitting in the car. I got to know him. You know, and him, and those guys over there. You know, but I just met you.
Right.
You know, What'd you do before? You said you where'd you go to school? You forever in Willis? Is this
I
home?
I was born in Galveston, Texas. I was
really
raised
Baja?
No, I just the hospital stay and back home.
Oh, born.
Well, yeah, born and back home a couple days. Okay. But born in Galveston, raised in Willis. I graduated Willis ISD. I taught school for a little bit in Willis ISD. Okay. Moved to Conroe ISD, taught school. Recently left education altogether to start nursing facilities. And then within that, I got into politics. And my motto is people over politics, you know, even though it is politics. But my motto is I work for the people of Willis, Texas. Every citizen matters.
Well, you certainly do. Yeah, I mean, I would assume. I mean,
right. That's what we're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Right. Some people lose track of that. Whenever they get into politics, all of a sudden they move into this ivory tower and they forget where they come from and things like that.
I think the story is so... You know, I want to say it's about perspective, and in many strong ways it is. It's about how people see their mayor, their institution, their government, their current posture, their based on their life scenario. And I mean, I don't think I could live in Willis and not notice that my life scenario has changed. You know, I mean, in less than what, 3 years.
Yeah, landscape's changed.
I could take a 3-year window and I could say my perspective, whatever it is, it's a new one now.
Right.
You know, and hopefully everyone's gotten out of the house enough to notice it is a new one now.
I think they have. As Matches Mack, he was with us on last Friday, he calls Willis the Boom City.
The Boom City. I bet he's shipping a lot of beds out there.
Yeah, and speaking, yeah probably.
My friend.
A lot of new roofs out there in Willis.
Right. My shameless plug of the day. I bet he's right. I bet they're selling a lot of great beds out in Willis, Texas. You can find a great bed at Texas Mattress Montgomery overall at the Waterpoint Center, Montgomery, Texas. Yeah. Anyway, so Texas Mattress, a new place out there.
It sounds like nice. You know that guy or something.
I do.
He's a good shout out.
He's a friend. He's a good guy. Actually, his wife is a dear friend I grew up with. And I met her, and I never do shameless plugs, and I don't ever introduce him as a shameless plug. But if it's not sponsored, and he's a real friend, I'd love to plug him. I told him I'd try to help him out that I could.
That's good.
And Texas Mattress is a wonderful place. They only do the high end beds. I'm like, this is a tough business because we don't
next
sell
to,
that many beds.
The heater jacks on the water right there.
Starbucks, next to Starbucks. Waterpoint Center, right on the water. Yeah. And it's all Stearns and Foster's, all those real nice beds. But why gamble? You know, I need to sleep. The tomorrow starts tonight.
That's a good slogan.
You like that? I made that up. I wrote that myself. That was mine. Yeah. Woo! You know, I you know, my day job is Go Lake Conroe. Lake Conroe. You know, we do local media, support, marketing, PR, all that stuff. And now we're a recognized member of the Conroe Lake Conroe Chamber of Commerce. Thanks to you,
that's
Joe.
That's good.
Yep. I'm a member there too. That's what I was saying. And y'all are also members
of
the
city of Willis. It goes, uses, and correct me if I'm wrong here, I think from the information you've shared that Willis, Texas, their chamber is the Conroe Lake Conroe Chamber.
At this point, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice. And you've got a networking event, speaking of this kind of spirit. Tell them a little bit about that. Or what do you got? Speed Network. There it is. You got the flyers, why I told you to.
Speed Dating for Business People.
Speed Dating for Business. Tell us a little bit about Speed Dating for Business.
Speed Network. What's this?
Speed Network. So we wanted to try to create an atmosphere that our business owners can come, grow, collaborate, and kind of just be at their best. So we wanted to create an atmosphere, and that's what we did. We had our very first one was in May 28th, and we had 110 businesses attend. It was very informational, very inspiring. We had business owners come. They didn't have business cards, but by the time they left, they had someone willing to make business cards for them. It was just a very overall collaborative meeting, engagement. We're looking to keep this going in the city of Willis to kind of keep our business engaged and let them know that we love you here in the city of Willis. And we want you to stay here in the city of Willis.
You so you like that's business right. in Willis?
Yes, we love our business in Willis. We love our local business and our big business. We all work together to make things move forward.
I like that.
So Speed Networking is when and where? I got
it is June 25th, 2026, and it's going to be right in City Hall's lobby.
Thursday. That's a Thursday.
Yes, Thursday evening, 5:30 p.m., ends at 7 p.m., bring your business cards, bring your flyers, your brochures, come network and collaborate with great
5:30 to 7:30 over at the Willis City Hall building.
Yes, sir.
Check that.
I got all that.
I got all that.
I got koozies, carpenter pencils.
Come on, man. It was, I will tell you, it was inspiring to see so many business owners in the room. Awesome. We had a segment where business owners were allowed to tell what they needed for their business, and the other people in the room were able to stand up and say, oh, I can do this for you, or I can make this happen for you. And it was just jaw-dropping to see the collaboration that was in the room.
It's so crazy. Nice. Somebody's in one house and their neighbors got the answer to their problems. Right. You know what I mean? And then they don't need it. It's in the garage. Right. You know what I mean?
Definition of community.
Right. On that note, I'd like to recognize the Conroe Lake Conroe Chamber of Commerce really quick. And I want to put this plug in here. The upcoming Athena event is the Athena Leadership Award Ceremony. It's presented to local women with the highest achieved level of professional excellence. That's going on at the Hyatt Regency Conroe, July 24th. You can come check that out. Tickets are on sale for member, non-member. It's a guest open event for all the folks in Willis and all the folks in our
tickets.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
This event. It's got some folks coming in there. What is that lady? Mr. Schistler, what's that lady's name? The keynote there. We just spoke of her. Amy Smart? I think so. Yeah, insurance Amy Smart. Great story. An interesting story. I'm not great at this, but you know, it is a strong, heartfelt, emotional story that really brings a lot to survival and strength and individualism and the women that they are. Anyway, a great opportunity to let them take that pulpit from 11:30 to 1 at the Hyatt Regency in Conroe. The other event they got coming up I want to also mention is the State of the County Address, July 6th. At the Lone Star Community Center at 2500 Lone Star Parkway in Montgomery, Texas. You can come out and catch that. Judge Kehoe is going to be out there, and he's going to do the State of the County address.
Nice.
So we're all planning on heading to that one. That is July 6th, I believe. July 6th, 11:30 to 1. We'll have some of these things on Gull Lake Conroe as well as the Texas Ticket Facebook pages.
That's the luncheon, right, for...
I don't know if they're serving lunch, this thing. The Judge Kehoe State of the County Address July 6th is a network. It's listed as a networking event.
Gotcha.
But at the same time, there was like these keynotes that share some stuff like that. You see Kehoe and Willis a lot? Does he come out that way? Does y'all
so
engage?
Yeah, so often. We saw him a lot during campaign season.
Sure.
Okay. Of course.
All right. Well, you know, it is a place that it's on everyone's interest to campaign, and it seems like the place to do it. You know, a lot of residents, but, you know, the lot of business part of that equation is new. So a lot of residents, I want to address them, but, you know, there hasn't been a lot of businesses up there. I mean, recently, it looks like it's three or four fold. What's the growth look like? Tell me how that's branching.
The growth is, like I said, Mattress Mack calls the city of Willis Boom City. We're growing by the numbers every day. We have a new academy coming in. We have a new Longhorn Steakhouse coming in. We have a new Lowe's Home Improvement coming in.
These are serious big box stores.
Yes, we're very excited to welcome these stores into Willis. Another racetrack gas station coming in. Dollar Tree is opening up this month. So a lot of new businesses are coming into the area that we didn't have before.
What about residents? What's that growth look like?
We have grown in residents probably about 6,000 in the last 3 years.
Dang.
Our numbers right now, if you drive through the city of Willis, our population shows about 6,000 people per sign. But water taps were about 12,000 to 13,000.
What are you looking at? Multi-dwelling property licenses that are being asked for, or when they come in and tell you they're going to build this house, they look for that permission to do it. How's that go?
They go through permits. They work with our building specialists.
What does the permit outcast look like? Forecast, sorry.
I can't really answer that.
I'd be curious to see how many are expected, how many are issued. That way we can see what to anticipate. Every time I see a multi-dwelling house with a permit issued, I assume 3 new residents to the community.
Right.
So when I look at 100 of them, I'm thinking 300 new people.
Yeah, the way we do the math is we figure 3 residents live in each home.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we multiply how many homes we got by 3. Right now, we're busting through permits. We have about 6 new neighborhoods in permit phase right now coming to Willis, and they're in the final phases. So it's almost in the phase of people moving into those homes. So we're looking maybe like the next 2 or 3 months, we're going to add to that number by at least 2,000.
I think that 2,000 homes are people.
2,000 people.
Okay. I think that permit count's a great way to get that one, the salesmanship for Willis up to par and to make sure that that's communicated in a way that people can grasp, you know, because it's hard to grasp.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've lived your whole life out here, the whole thing is a little hard to grasp.
I'm looking at this and you're only talking about the actual city limits of Willis, which is kind of small. I don't want to talk about it.
We're about Willis, 2.9-mile radius within the city limits. But Willis itself, we have our outskirts, which is the county, but it's still considered Willis. But
how far down 1097 you go? Go past Tanyard or before Tanyard?
Before Tanyard. We stop right at the Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen.
Yeah, so right after Dairy Queen, Kids World, that's where the city of Willis ends. And then going the other way, it's a little farther out towards the Cold Spring area, but
What about down by the east west side, down by 1097 on west? I mean, do you get, how far do you go?
We go almost to about maybe like a mile past the police station.
Okay. Like Dairy Queen on 1097? I'm looking at the map. I'm cheating.
Right. It's Dairy Queen, the Kids World. We stop right at the Kids World.
Yeah, I have a Montgomery address, but I can't vote Montgomery. Right. You know, I'm not in the township. So when it comes time to vote, Ms. Brown, who gets to vote? Just the people in the limits?
Just the people in the city limits. I know I hear this all the time. I live in Willis, yes, but you know, it's just
where you pay your water bill, right?
If you pay a water bill, you're able to vote for your city leadership. I tell people all the time, that don't mean you cannot vote. You just need to vote for the right person. So your vote is goes towards the county commissioner.
There's alternate voting for the outside of that skirt. Yeah, and I think you know, like when we were just doing the elections out in Montgomery, and some of these smaller communities that were you know, doing theirs, and they, I mean, sitting out in front of the community center where Mr. Kehoe is going to be on July 6th, it was watching them come in to vote. Everybody was wondering. They were going in and out. They were at the wrong building. You know what I mean? No, you can't vote here. You got to go over there. You know, so a good way to for the folks at home to know where and how they can vote and if what they should be voting for is where you pay your water bill. Right. I mean, that's a telltale. It's not necessarily bulletproof science, but for the most part, if I pay my water bill to the city of Willis, I'm able to vote for the mayor of Willis.
Correct.
Yeah. Upcoming events, let's go over the speed networking again. That's June 25th. That's this month on Thursday.
Already added it to my calendar.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm gonna be looking forward to seeing you.
5:30 to 6. Ooh, boy, that one's gone. June 27th, you got an event here you brought to us, and this is Stop Renting, Start to Own. This is a builder development thing, and there's so much property out there.
Yeah, so we're trying. My goal is to try to equip people to buy homes. So we're putting this seminar together. They can come and learn how to be a first-time home buyer.
Okay.
This is the first one we've ever done here in the city of Willis. So I'm looking for people to come out, sign up, and be a part.
And Movie in the Park is this Saturday, June 20th, 2026. You guys are showing Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah. Love that show.
I love that
and it's
show.
Free.
The first one?
The Curse of the Black Pearl. Yeah, that's
I love
the first
that one.
Yeah. That's the Curse of the Black Pearl. And that's the one that's at the ride at Disney. So if you go to Disney, that's the only one they had when they put it together. So, yeah. July 4th event, of course, celebrate 250 years. Bring your own chairs and blankets. And you've got Briley Renee. She's been on our show.
Really?
Yeah. And was she 14?
Yeah, I think 14.
She baby. I think she was 13 when she was on our show. And killing it.
Yeah.
It's good.
Man, you would not know if you heard her that she was that age. I think younger artists sometimes play like a younger artist, but sometimes younger artists play like an adult, and they, you know, they can always pick your genre, but she's outstanding. And
we're
excited
to have her.
I bet she's fun. She's fun. Dwayne Campbell is going to be there. Special performance by Dwayne Campbell, Jesse Wortham and the J Band. And that's going to be in the park in between Jane Wayne Mack's office and the Exxon gas station at Highway 75 in Willis, Texas. Trucks, vendors, music, family fun. Tailgate parking. That looks awesome, man. This looks like a really cool event. What inspired this?
Just the community wanting something to do during the summertime. So I decided we're going to do two movie in the parks, two music in the parks to kick it off this summer. And then next summer, we'll put some more activities together.
Man, you already have a pile of activities.
Yeah, and last but not least, I want to make sure I mentioned the Juneteenth celebration going on this weekend, June 19th at from 12 to 5. You get free food, 3-on-3 basketball games. Where's this at?
At MLK Park.
MLK Park in Willis, Texas. Go out there and check that. Right. 3-on-3 basketball. Are the teams already ready to go?
No, you can pick when you get there.
You pick it when you get there. Oh, that sounds crazy.
Okay.
Okay. And then the last thing is just a community service. I think the Mayor's Fan Initiative, and that's something you put on yourself. I'll let you go ahead.
Yeah. So tell us about your fans.
So he's got fans.
The city of Willis has partnered with Energy. They have a box fan initiative. So what we're doing is we're trying to bless families who may have trouble with AC problems this summer. They can come by City Hall and pick up a box fan if they qualify. And that is courtesy of Energy.
What does it take to qualify?
Just be a city resident and fill out the application.
Okay, because my AC may work, but I don't want to turn it on because I can't afford it.
It's there. If you can fill out the application, you live in the city limits, we can get you a free
fan. That sucker runs wild. You know, the electricity lately has been crazy. This summer, it ain't playing.
Mm-mm,
you know, you're going to have to hunker down and get ready for a hot summer, they say.
Extra fuel charges plus the heat that's here already.
I got
crazy.
One crack in my door. My windows need to be condensated. You know, I mean, it's been so steamy outside. It didn't take much. I think I got my AC set at 75 and all my windows are steaming up like it's sweating, you know.
Oh, wow.
It's just that muggy. You know, and us being around a lake, lower line and lower terrain and stuff like that. I think it's just something, you know, just planning.
No AC units, only fans.
Only fans.
Mayor's got an only fans, is what I heard.
So you have an only fans?
That's amazing. We're only fans.
Oh wow. Started June 15th.
Getting hot for sure.
It's like well underway. It's well underway. Folks, you can visit everything that we've talked about. I know we're kind of candid about it and just brief, and there's probably a lot of details to some of these things, and some that are more simple than others. We need to be a resident. Yeah. Get a fan.
There's a lot of activities. Is there a place that all this is consolidated, like on the...
Yeah, so we post daily on our City of Willis page on Facebook, and we also have a Mayor William Brown page as well, that we post most of our initiatives and our events and things going on around the city.
Mr. Brown, I have a few more minutes left. I'm going to give it to you. You tell us whatever else you'd like to share for the folks in Willis and around the folks around the area, and we'll wrap up with that.
All right. So I want to say thank you for having me this afternoon.
Thank you.
Willis is growing. It is growing like crazy, but we're trying to keep the community vibe, the engagements, the events going, try to keep the community feeling back in our city. We're just looking to partner with more people, more businesses, get support, collaboration from more people, try to keep moving the city forward. Don't really have much to say. We're just thanks.
Come
for
on out. Yeah.
Come on out. Be a part of your city. Be supportive and know what's going on in your city. Be a part of our council meetings.
Right.
I post every month about our council meeting, our CDC meetings.
You open those to the public? Come out?
We open those to public and we post them every month for you to come out. Sometimes we have zero people in the audience, but I really want people to be more involved in what's going on in your city. Because when we're all involved, we work together to push the city forward.
And what's going to happen if they don't? You're going to have all the people that are new to Willis, ones attending this meeting.
Right.
And they're going to make changes for
it. The few.
Because they came.
The
because they came, not because they're more important.
Right.
Yeah. And we need so, if folks have been out there a long time, you know who you are from Tanyard all the way out to 1090 to Montgomery, that whole area. You know, you come out and enjoy those meetings and join those meetings and make your input known whether you are or not inside the limits of the city.
I was just about to
Willis.
Say that. Whether you're inside city limits or not, what we do affects everybody who has a Willis.
That's for sure.
You know, so we want all of you guys to come out.
And all those kids are going to the same school.
Right.
I mean, you abandoned one part of the other. It's that stinky kid that didn't have water and didn't have electricity last night because he wasn't in the city limits.
Right.
Because we didn't think he needed our help. But he don't get anybody else's either.
No.
Nuh-uh. They're going to be on the bus with your kids. Yeah.
You drive down our roads, and shop in our stores. So we need your input. You know, you're a part of us just as well as everybody else.
Yes. That's true. Let's get all the kids equipped for school this year. Get them all showered and cleaned and have a cool summer. Enjoying ourselves and come out and work and congregate together.
Activities.
It's a good time to get to know them. The kids come out to some of these things, probably not city hall meetings, but you know. I bet they could, but don't bring them.
We are going to start some kind of initiative with
that would
kids.
Be good, right? Like how they have that.
You think? I don't think it'd be that good.
I don't want my kids. We're going to start an enrichment camp, a public service enrichment camp in the city of Willis. We're working on right now. We're going to allow kids to come and learn about the mayor's role, the city administrator's role, city council.
Student council at high school anyway.
They used
to
have government classes, but I'm not sure if they have it anymore. But we're going
to need to have government classes and how to pay your taxes class.
Right.
Real life.
How to pay your taxes.
it's definitely needed.
Real life. Real life, you know, life folks, skills right there.
Ms. Brown, thank you for coming. I appreciate you so much. And folks, we'll be back after this. Please take the time to check out the Willis, Texas links. We're going to wrap up with the Texas Ticket. Punch Your Texas Ticket segment of the show in just a moment. Be right back.
Lone Star Radio on my mind. So won't you kick your feet up if you have.
Car enthusiasts of Conroe, FM 104.5 and 106.1 Lone Star Community Radio invites you to shift into gear every Monday from 1 to 2 with Cruising Car Club Talk with Robert and Randy for news on all things automotive in the greater Houston Conroe area. Can't make a live show? We've got you covered. You can find all of our uncut content, including full episodes, on Spotify, iTunes, Play Store, YouTube, Facebook, and irlonestar.com. Again, that's Mondays 1 to 2, Cruising Car Club Talk with Robert and Randy. See you there.
Welcome back to the Punch Your Texas Ticket segment of the show. This is where you get that ticket punched, you know, be a little more Texan tomorrow. Well, it's also just basic stuff going on in the area. I wish I had more statewide events to share. But we do have the Everybody Somebody in Luckenbach, Texas event coming up. You can check that out. And that's that. Man, you can punch your Texas ticket
Where's
over at Luckenbach, Texas.
You got to go to Luckenbach?
To Luckenbach Saloon, yeah.
He ain't that far.
But you'll be more Texan when you get back. Just want you to know that. Just want you to know. And Texas Mattress's wife is really a friend of mine. Yeah. She's super sweet. Yeah. And honestly, if you didn't land on some of those, it's crazy. And Joe, I want to thank you for coming out to play with us today. 936-600-DUMP. I always give you a hard time because I can't say your name without saying your damn phone number the whole way.
Yeah, the phone number and everything's the same. The website,
I'd like to thank all the folks of Willis, Texas for letting William Brown, their mayor, come out and play today.
That's great.
Yeah, and I know he's supporting a lot of good things.
He's so personable, like so easily approachable. Puts his number out there that you can call his mayoral
number. He said it was a side number or something, but I felt bad saying it out loud. But if you caught that, you can always call him on his cell.
And his Facebook page and stuff.
He's gonna hate that.
He's gonna regret that.
Jimmy Rogers, Boost for Troops. What a great guest. What a great time. Yeah,
good cause.
Right. I mean, I'm going through some heartfelt stuff. I could do a 2 or 3 hour program on some of the things these folks have been doing, and still not scratch the surface. So, Boost for Troops. You see their symbol on an event. Go to it. Attend it. Help out. Do what you can. Go to the. Go see Travis Tritt. You know, Adam Willis.
It's gonna be a cool concert.
Aaron Watson.
There,
lots of amazing stuff. And 11th. I mean, I can't even begin to think of who was there last year. I saw the artists before I saw the name of the event. All that community-led growth out there in Willis. I see a lot of stuff working with their involvement and doing things out there, and the folks there with that group. I'm really into the backpack thing. You can bring those down. Yeah. He said you can bring the back to school giveaway for Willis. It starts August 1st, and you can drop that stuff off at City Hall in Willis, Texas. And those guys are getting it done. So just briefly, really quick, you can check out the lineup, and the event for Boots for Troops is the Concert in the Country event. And it's not till October, but those tickets are going to
be. That's probably a good thing because it's hot out right now.
Oh, yeah. Plenty of time to get ready. Plenty of time to buy your tickets. Plenty of time to be a sponsor, support this group in that way. Go get you a VIP seat, you know.
I'm going to see what I can do.
Do some good. Help some folks. It does a lot of stuff. The Riot Comedy Club, we mentioned some of their stuff after watching Bob Smiley earlier today on the Cindy Cochran show here on Lone Star Community Radio. It was outstanding. He is hilarious. Has his wife with him today. And he has been at the Riot Comedy Club over at Guadalajara's here in downtown Conroe. You can catch him upstairs there, full blown. Words of Bob was, this place is awesome. Unexpected. Yeah. I'm surprised and shocked. He had nothing but great things to say.
There's always
about
something going on over there.
Yep. The Athena event, want to really cap off on that really quick before we finish up. The Athena Awards event is presented to women who have achieved the highest level of professional excellence. You can come out and see this event. It's 11:30 to 1:30 at the Hyatt Regency Conroe, July 24th. Judge Kehoe will be the State of the County address out there at the Lone Star Community Center. It's out there on the new loop in Montgomery, Texas. Mm-hmm. This is a Lake Conroe Chamber of Commerce event. You can see Judge Kehoe out there with the State of the County address, July 6th. This is from 11:30 to 1. It's considered a networking event, or listed as one. Folks, I want to thank everybody. I think that's all I got there. Yeah. I want to thank everybody for coming out to the Texas Ticket Show on Lone Star Community Radio. We'll see you next week. Thanks for watching.